only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The Lord commanded me. In all that befell, it was His hand that did not waver. Cries rang out, "Stand back!" It was Voorhees at whom the shotgun was first aimed. The abortion doctor in a hoarse voice sternly saying, "Stand back! Put down that gun!" And others crying, "No! No!" So swiftly the Lord executed my movements, there was not time in the eyes of the enemy to register fear or alarm. There was no terror, but only raw surprise. As I strode into the driveway in the wake of the abortion provider's Dodge minivan, with the shotgun to my shoulder and barrels uplifted, there were many who stared at me in astonishment and awe, for protesters had been forbidden by law to assemble in the driveway, as for several years we had been forbidden to assemble with our picket signs or even in prayer in the grassless yard in front of the Broome County Women's Center. And yet, here was one of these, of the Army of God, who some of them knew to be Luther Dunphy, disobeying this law boldly, striding past the barrier and following the abortion provider's minivan up the driveway faster than you would expect a man of his size to move, and without hesitation. God guide my hand. God do not allow me to fail. The one of the enemy known as Augustus Voorhees had just climbed out of the van. It was 7:26 a.m. The women's center did not open to admit the clientele, that is, pregnant girls and women who believed they did not wish to become mothers, until 8 a.m. The abortion doctor, of my height almost exactly, which is 6'1", and his disheveled graying hair resembling my own, had thought to arrive early to avoid protesters and to enter at the rear of the center. But in his shrewdness, there was folly. For the Muskegee Falls police security did not usually arrive until 7:30 a.m., and sometimes later. And by the time police were summoned on this morning, his life would bleed away like the life of a gut shot hog. Nor had Voorhees seen me less than 6 feet close behind him and rapidly overtaking him, until a look in his companion's face roused him to turn with an expression of utter surprise and shock. "No, stand back! Don't!" Already in this instant, the trigger was being pulled. The barrels aimed at the abortion doctor at above the level of his chest, and the blast of the first barrel knocked Augustus Voorhees backward and tore into his lower jaw and throat in a way terrible to behold, as if the Lord had dealt his wrath with a single smote of a great claw. For shrewdly, I'd aimed high, not knowing if the abortion murderer was wearing a bulletproof vest. Later it was revealed that Voorhees was not so protected, in defiance of the fate that would befall him. Yet even so, in the midst of this deafening explosion, the Lord steadied my hands as calmly I turned the barrels onto the accomplice, escort, close by, now screaming, "No, no, don't shoot!" In clumsy desperation, trying to back away and with arms and hands feebly shielding his body. But these words came belated, and were no more heeded than the cries of the black-feathered birds flocking in the winter sky overhead, as the second shot blasted away the face and much of the throat of the accomplice, propelling the now lifeless body backward, as the lifeless body of Voorhees had been propelled. And these bodies crumpled together on the asphalt driveway in front of the van, freely gushing blood. Within seconds, as the Lord had willed. In the ecstasy of the Lord coursing through my arms and hands like electricity, I scarcely felt the recoil of the blast as it struck my shoulder like the kick of a mule, only the numbness that came after, and an ache deep in the bone. God have mercy. God forgive you.